You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking to MLB.com's Brian Hoke about the New York Yankees. And it is just about time for one of the beat reporters' happiest times of the year, the time when the games start counting, your scorebook gets a little easier to manage, and you get back to the time frame, time schedule that you're used to having. So it's time to talk about the regular season. We're previewing the Yankees here, and so I have five questions for you. And the first is, if this team does what it expects to do, if it reaches its expectations and succeeds and wins a division and maybe even makes a deep run in October, what will be the single biggest reason that it went right, that they succeed?
I'll go with Masahiro Tanaka. I think that that is my key guy for this year. I think he is the difference. A healthy Tanaka is the difference between this team making the playoffs or having a third straight October where there's no baseball at Yankee Stadium. So I think that, look, Tanaka, he is a difference maker. He is their ace. He is their number one starter. He's going to be on the mound opening day, barring some catastrophe. I think that he's earned that. They've invested the money in him. And if he's the guy he was before that elbow injury last year, he's going to dominate again. I've seen no indications that he's backed off a little bit. I know he's talked about his velocity dipping, but I tend not to get too caught up in spring training velocity. I think that when the bell rings and the competition juices are flowing, you'll see a couple more miles per hour out of him. So I'll say if he can stay healthy and give them 32 starts, that is going to be their number one reason that they're in the playoffs.
And you mentioned the velocity. The other thing that's been talked about with that is that he may be throwing a two-seamer a little more. He did that when he came back last year. Do you think that that is a significant wrinkle to what he's able to do, particularly given that that's another pitch that moves?
Yeah, I think he's got a lot of stuff that moves. Yeah. It's not just that. But if you remember, there was a Sunday night game against Boston where he had Mike Napoli dead to rights. And then for some reason, he decided to throw him a four-seam fastball. Napoli put in the seats, and he came back to the dugout and was yelling something like, "What an idiot." I think that that's just one example of Tanaka's making adjustments. He's realizing stuff he was getting away with in Japan, he can't get away with here. I believe that seven of the home runs he gave up last year were on four-seam fastballs. So you take a look back, he clearly had a long time in the winter to evaluate the way that everything went. And you take a look back, you adjust, and you say, all right, well, if that's not working, I've got plenty of other things here in the toolbox that I can try out.
Question two is the flip side of that. If they miss the postseason, if this is not a successful season, and I think at this point, even in a year where they're maybe not as dominant as some years, missing the postseason counts as not a successful season, what's the culprit? What goes wrong if this year doesn't go the way they want it to?
Same thing that happened the last 2 years. I mean, the Yankees have set consecutive records in back-to-back seasons. And this is not a team where they don't have a long history. They've set consecutive records back-to-back years of players used. And anytime you're doing that and calling on your farm system and scouring the waiver wire and just picking up scrap heap guys, I mean, it's no wonder that they've missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. And I think you look at it, the fact that they've been able to win 85 and 84 wins with the patchwork team that they've thrown out there and the list of guys that have worn the pinstripes in the last 2 years, I think Joe Girardi's done a terrific job with this team. So if they don't make the playoffs this year, it'll be because too many guys went on the DL, too many guys couldn't stay out of the trainer's room. And that's one of the dangers of having an older veteran team, as the Yankees are. But I think that if they can stay healthy, they can accomplish their goals. And if they don't, I'm not sure how they're going to get there.
Well, you kind of answered this, so I guess I have to ask you, who's the second most pivotal guy? It's aside from Tanaka, who else is a guy where he's got to be good for them to be good?
Yeah, I mean, I could pick a few different guys, and I guess I'm going to pick one of the three big signings from last year other than Tanaka, and that's going to be Brian McCann. I think that McCann needs to come back. He had kind of an up-and-down year, and Girardi says if you look at the numbers, they're actually not as bad as you would think, but clearly McCann knew that especially his first half was not what he expected that first year in New York. He needs to come back and live up to the contract, and I think he'll be more comfortable a second time around the American League. He doesn't have to learn as many new pitchers. He certainly doesn't have to learn his own pitching staff the way he did last year. There's a lot that went into that for McCann. So not to make excuses for him, he was clearly disappointed. But I think that there's no reason to think that he won't come back and have a better offensive year. The Yankees liked what he did defensively, so if he can come back and be that again, he said it was one of his best years. So I think that's huge. Having Beltran healthy would be helpful too for the team, but I'm going to say the man behind the plate just because he impacts them both on offense and defense so much.
What's the biggest unknown about this team as we approach the 2015 season?
Biggest unknown in this team? I guess maybe other than will Masahiro Tanaka's elbow hold out, I could say about A-Rod, you didn't really know what you were going to get out of him coming into spring training. The Yankees said they had no expectations, and he's shown that he can be a competent bat. He may be their everyday DH. You know, there was talk about how he might just only be the DH against left-handed pitching, and Garrett Jones would have to take the at-bats against right-handed because Alex just couldn't catch up to fastballs anymore. You haven't seen that. He's looked kind of like the guy you saw at the end of 2013. So I think that, look, is he going to compete for an MVP award? No. I mean, those days are gone, and he's probably going to be station to station on the base pass. And his main goal when he's in the field is not to embarrass himself, but he'll catch the balls when they're hit at him. He can play a little third base. He might even help out at first base. They've talked about getting him in there. But the question is, can he hit? How much can he hit? And I think that if you look at A-Rod, what he did in that tail end of 2013, if they had that guy last year, they would have played him into the ground. They would have played him every day. And so they could use any offensive production. I guess that's my biggest mystery coming into the year is how do you come back after a suspension like that and still be the guy that you were?
And then last, give me one bold, fearless, interesting prediction about the 2015 Yankees.
One fearless, interesting... okay, you put me on the spot here. But I will say Dellin Betances will have no issue taking over the closer role. He will have just as dominant a year as David Robertson had. I know there's been some talk about in spring training, wondering if he'll be effective, but I think that at the back end of a bullpen where you've got guys like Andrew Miller and David Carpenter and Justin Wilson, all these big arms who throw in the high 90s and really blow guys away, Betances is maybe the biggest one of them all. So I think he's going to have no sophomore slump. He's going to come back and be just as good last year, just as good this year as he was last year.
All right. Brian Hoke, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night, on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.